Welcome to All Whale Stands Radio Show. I'm your host, Tim Metzger from Rapid City, South Dakota. So on today's Back to the Basics program, we're going to be talking about sin. We're going to be talking about righteousness, and we're going to be talking about wickedness. And we're going to take a look at some of the reasons, or the reason that people need Jesus Christ, that people need to accept the free gift of salvation. And this is not going to be completely encompassing. So you may very well, I would hope you actually have more questions afterwards. And if you go to the website, allwhalestand.org, and you click on the salvation link, and if you go down on the website and you actually go there and you click on the salvation link, you will find that there is actually even more information that is found there at the bottom. So at the very bottom of that, you'll see further in-depth doctrinal teaching, Salvation 1 and Salvation 2, and there's a ton of information down there that should answer pretty much any question you might have. And then there's also at the very top of the page, what Jesus did on the cross. It's PDF. If you click on that, you're going to get a free track that was designed. And that you can feel free to, you know, email, print out, hand out to whoever you want, as much as you want in its entirety, though, please. So in order to do this show, we're going to go ahead and take a look at the book of Psalms we're going to open with. And we're going to take a look at Psalms, just chapter 1 today. That's it. And then we'll look at some other portions of the Bible, as these are very valuable lessons that are important for every man and woman on the face of this earth. So, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed is a man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor has stood in the way of sinners, nor has sat in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Jehovah, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, and its leaf shall not wither, and all that he does shall prosper. So we've just taken a look at the righteous. He's firmly established in Christ. He's firmly established in the ways of God. Let's take a look at the wicked, the second half of this. It's a relatively small 6-verse chapter. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which a wind drives away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Jehovah knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. This is important. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, there is a way which seems right to a man, but the end of it is the ways of death. So we have a very serious problem here. Every individual on the face of this earth has a very serious problem here. And let's take a look at Daniel chapter 12, too, because this affects you. Sin affects you as well. We talked about the curse, and you can find these podcasts up on allwhalestand.org. And we talked about these things, about how sin entered through Adam and Eve's rebellion against God. And Jesus Christ, God provided through Jesus Christ a solution to that, because Jesus Christ paid the price, paid the penalty for our sins, that we might have everlasting life. However, this is the seriousness of the situation. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, and many of those sleeping in the earth's dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproach and everlasting abhorrence. And verse 3, and the prudent shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So, the problem here that you have, and that I have, which is no longer a problem when you become saved, when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, when you become a true believer or Christian, The problem you have is one day you're going to die. And let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, which states, as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this a judgment, and I'll read verse 28, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time without sin unto salvation. So, we have a problem. Society has a problem. You are appointed to die. And the problem is, because of sin, and after this, the judgment. Remember, who created you? Well, what does the Bible says? It's not my opinion. Psalms 139:15 says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest places of the earth. Well, we've already looked at, once again, there's podcasts. We've already looked at creation. God created us in his image. And therefore, we should be in subjection to our Creator. We are underneath his rules. We are his. That's the problem. And so for the naysayers, I will simply go ahead and go over Isaiah 45:9. Woe to him who strives with the one who formed him, a potsherd among the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to the one who forms it, what are you making, or your work? He has no hands. So, the problem is men have chosen sin. They have chosen to follow their own ways, their own lust. They have chosen to do that rather than follow God. And this is a problem, because we right now, everyone has their life, however long God gives you as an individual. Some people live a long time and some people do not. And lest you think about putting this thing off, I mean, go ahead in whatever respective country you're listening to and however it's done, go ahead and walk past a graveyard or those where they may be buried. And you will see that especially ones in Western civilization, where there's dates on them. And you will see not everyone lived to a good old age, but there are young and old alike who are buried there. This is a very serious thing, and one that will affect you for certain, because you were created. And that's the key. And your Creator has provided a means of salvation to save you, because you are dead in sins right now and you don't realize it. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at Romans and take a peek in there. So in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, that includes you, and it included me. And there's a problem. If I were to go to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the problem, is we all have sinned, and the wages of that sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, where do we get that gift from? Well, going to be flipping around the Bible a little bit here. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, and we will go ahead and read through verse 10. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So that gift, it's nothing that you can do to work for. This is not like a false gospel doctrine that is, you know, the way of salvation as presented by Roman Catholics. It's wrong. That's a works salvation. No, it is a free gift. Ephesians 2:9 very clearly says it's not of works. in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. It's a free gift. There's nothing you have to do but accept it. So let's take a look at John chapter 3, and we're going to start in, we'll start in verse 16 and go through verse 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone believing in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The one believing in him is not judged, but the one not believing is judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But the one doing the truth comes to light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been worked in God. So, what is God requiring of us? What does God require of you? Well, if we were to take a look at, let's take a peek here and get a little bit more information here. And let's take a look at Acts chapter 17, verses 30 through 31. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has appointed. He has given assurance of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. This is speaking of Jesus Christ. That is the man whom God has appointed. And so the ignorance is still ripe. A lot of people have heard of Jesus, but there are people in certain countries who, believe it or not, it's so dark they still haven't. But I remember in knowing that this radio show was broadcast throughout a lot of Africa, I've seen there's this guy that on occasion I'll hop up on YouTube and he visits different countries around the world. And he visited, I believe it was Gabon. And, you know, I remember as he's going around there, and he always goes to some of the richer neighborhoods and some of the poorer neighborhoods and just talks to people. And I find it interesting just because it gives you a viewpoint of looking into these places of the world that what I would love to do the same and to go and visit them. But, you know, as of yet, I've only been able to see so many places like that. I've had a little bit of an opportunity, but I don't see, you know, a lot of this being able to be done. If God opens the door, so be it. That would be great. But as of now, it's nothing that I'm striving for nor being led to go in such a direction. But this guy, he doesn't do it as a Christian. He just goes and visits places and just asks people questions. And so it's quite interesting. And I remember when he was there, that as he's in the country, I can see as the camera's panning from the vehicle that there's billboards about Jesus, and you know, there's some preaching going on by a gentleman, and he's just kind of laying on the ground, and he has this loudspeaker system, and he's just preaching and reading from the Bible. And, you know, a lot of it seems pretty watered down, to be honest with you, like the billboards and stuff. It seems very Americanized, which is a very loose apostate Christianity. But nonetheless, the name of Jesus is being preached. Nonetheless, there are truths of God being preached. And God tells us in Isaiah chapter 55. Let me look at the verse here real quick. Verse 11, that his word does not return void. And while we're there, let's go ahead and take a look at Isaiah 55, because this is super relevant. Super relevant. This is relevant to you, dear listener. And the Bible says in Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek Jehovah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to Jehovah, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And this is through Jesus Christ. that free gift. So the question is, you know, what needs to be done? Well, we take a look at Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And if we also were to take a look at verse 21 here, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And let's take a look at Acts 20:21, which I think is the verse that sums up the entire gospel. And if somebody were asked, well, can you sum up the gospel in one verse? Sure. The best I can do is what God did in Acts 20:21. And it says, "Testifying both to the Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ." That is the gospel message. That's salvation in a one verse. I mean, right there, it's both there, repentance, and unfortunately, a lot of it that is out there, people will not preach repentance. You can definitely go to allwillstand.org, just search the word repentance on the website, and you will find numerous articles on it. It's a very big problem. And Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." So it's not just faith. It's faith and repentance. One must repent towards God and place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Indeed, they will inherit the free gift of salvation. So let's take a look at the seriousness of this. Let's take a look here. Because the problem is one day you will die. And after this, the judgment. We took a look at Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. And so, I don't know how to put it. There's so many different ways you could put it. But a lot of people get themselves really entangled in sin. You might be listening right now, and you might be a pretty bad person, and you might know it. But the problem is you're surrounded by bad friends. You have bad addictions. You're in a very bad place, and you see no way out. I mean, and maybe there is no way out at the moment that you can perhaps tell. But that's because you don't trust in the power of God to deliver you from your problems. And He will deliver you if you seek Him. If you truly, truly, with all your heart, accept this free gift from Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sin, this free gift from God. I've known people who have been in some pretty bad situations and involved in some pretty bad sins, and they turned to God. They repented and turned to God. And did things get cleared up instantly? Well, some of them did. They were forgiven instantly. They inherited the free gift of salvation instantly. They were within Christ. Their name was written in the book of life instantly. But some of the things, you know, they take time to sort out, and God will sort them out however He has planned for your individual life. So there are people there who listen and they believe these lies, that there's essentially no hope for them, that they are so lost that they can't possibly, God can't possibly get them out of their situation. Well, and I don't encourage you to do this, and don't do this, but you're talking about He who created the sun, God. We can't look at the sun. Should we stare at the sun for a minute? We will be blind or partially blind, or something very bad will happen to our vision. I read about this guy, I think it was back in the 1970s, and he took some looks at the eclipse and the eclipse that had happened in the United States, and this is why they have all these glasses. People, when I was in school, you make some sort of cardboard box cutout, you can look at it. But, you know, nowadays they sell you just hop online here in the United States and for a couple of hours buy some silly glasses that, you know, are approved to be able to take some looks at this. And we had one here recently. It wasn't full. And I had the glasses, and honestly, I forgot. I thought it was the next day. But it was cloudy that whole day, and perhaps I did notice it got just slightly darker, but here it wasn't such a big thing. But it wasn't, you know, it was cloudy the entire day. You couldn't see the sun. So you wouldn't have needed the glasses anyway. And anyway, so my point of that is God who created the sun, think about that. Who created the ground that your feet walk on? Who created the air that you breathe? Who created you? And certainly our Creator is able to deliver us out of whatever situation we might find ourselves in, no matter how entangled with sin. If we truly repent towards God and by faith believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those bonds that hold you, that held me, will be broken. These chains, what people don't realize is, I mean, you're literally a prisoner to sin, which is not a good thing. And we're going to talk about that now. Let's talk about the verses that I think that God laid on my heart a long time ago when All Will Stand started, as this is where it comes from. This is one of the key passages, probably the key passage that I've turned to so many times over the past decade. Is this passage? It's on my heart consistently. It's very serious. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne in him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, out of the things which are written in the books. So, you want a scary thought. Some of you listeners might have landed in jail, received tickets, because you were caught doing something illegal. Might have been in prison for a decade, because you did something illegal and you were judged. But, I guarantee you, if most of us, I've sped in a vehicle. I was in Nevada, and in the middle of nowhere, you know. And, you know, well, boy, I had a sports car. See how fast I can go. And I'll tell you, unlike the commercials that you could see years ago in the United States, the roads weren't that smooth. So once I crossed that 115 miles per hour, got kind of scary, to be honest with you. And I was in a Dodge Charger because the car just had a little bit of shake to it. The road, you know, I mean, it wasn't like horrific, but it certainly wasn't smooth. So it kind of ruined it, you know. So I slowed it back down. Okay, we're not gonna top it out at 150 or 160. Never had went that fast in my life. So hey, that's the fastest I ever went. I didn't get caught. There was nobody out there. I mean, you could see for miles. But, you know, this wasn't like the old movies where there was a billboard up the road and right behind it some sort of old cop car with the siren on it, you know. And if I had just blew past him at 115 miles per hour and he pulled out behind me, well, it would have been more than a ticket. That's a misdemeanor. But the problem is God saw it. Didn't get caught by man. God saw it. Well, it's a different story, you know. I mean, as a believer, I'm to obey the laws of man, which means that even when there's nobody watching, do I have the right to, you know, rip up the road? Well, God says to obey man's laws, even when there's nobody around. There's no asterisk there. Do I still stop at a stop sign on the way home late at night? Yes, I do. Even though I see nobody, no police, no enough, everyone seems to be asleep, no traffic, yes I do. Could I just roll it? Sure. Would I get caught? Probably not. There's probably not a police officer watching a four-way stop in the middle of nowhere, or, you know, in just like a residential area. Not likely, because it would be a waste of time. There might only be one car throughout the entire night that goes through that intersection. But with God, it's a little bit different. You, as an unsaved individual, listening to this, if you're not saved, every single thing that you've done that is sinful is written in books. And these books, you're going to be judged out of them. This is a very serious problem. So even though you may have gotten away with numerous things that the police don't know about, or things that maybe aren't crimes, you know, you just do things that are bad, that are sinful. You know, I mean, maybe you just you drink, or you beat other people, or you are just mean, or you steal, or you lie, or you cheat, or you... Let's take a look at this. I'm going to have to wrap this up here. Continuing on, verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. That's scary. I'm going to just interject here. People in hell already, right now. Underneath you somewhere. It's in the earth. Different topic. Continuing. And they would judge each one according to their works. Verse 14. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And here is the problem, dear listener. Verse 15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So there's a difference. It's not so much, okay, well, I wasn't that bad. I did this, this, and this. Sure, I have a laundry list, but I didn't do these things. This person's 100 times worse. I'll agree with you. 100 times worse than you. But the problem is, both of you are going to be cast in the lake of fire, according to verse 15, which is the truth, which is God's word. God's word to you, too. Your warning, if your name is not written in the book of life. So right there that is the problem. It is so unreal serious that because you are going to die one day. And here's this free gift that God has provided. This free gift of salvation. And it's for you. And God says he doesn't want you to die. Let's take a look at it from an Old Testament perspective, and let's take a look at it from New Testament. Joel 2:13, Old Testament. So tear your heart and not your garments, and return to Jehovah your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he has compassion concerning evil. Are you backslidden? Consider that. Let's take a look at it from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some count slowness, but is long-suffering towards us, not purposing that any should perish, but that all should come to, what? Right here? Repentance. That all should come to repentance. That's you. But if you're listening to us right now, you could consider it a divine appointment. This is your opportunity. When you stand before God, if you do not accept the free gift of salvation, whether it's this show, other things, billboards you've seen, however God has gotten your attention at some point during your life, enough where you could have investigated further. And by investigating, as God says, if you're looking for him, he will be found. God knows. When you stand before him at the great white throne judgment, if you have not accepted the free gift of salvation, if you have not repented towards God and by faith believing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, therefore, your name being written in the book of life, the Bible very clearly states in Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire. That will be you. You see, because the problem is, as opening up in that same little passage in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11, the second portion of that, and there was found no place for them. That would be you. There's no place for you, eventually. And we can see here in verse 12, just the seriousness, I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. That's the first part. It's beyond serious. Something that you will have to decide whether or not you want to look into. It is literally your eternity. You're worried about this life? Sure, be concerned. But also be concerned about the afterlife, because in all reality, there is an afterlife, and almost every culture believes in such a thing, but the Bible has the truth regarding that. So you can visit the website at allwillstand.org. Until the next show, have a great week.